This program was originally broadcast on Saturday, June 29th, 2019. This is Hawaii's very own technology talk show, Q&A Presents Maui Online, where we talk about everything high-tech, including your computer, home electronics, and the Internet. And, of course, we're heard right here on KAOI 1110 AM, 96.7, 98.7, and streaming live around the world at www.kaoi1110.com. We do this every Saturday starting at noon, so for the next 2 hours we'll be updating you with the latest technology news, the very latest, and we'll be engaging in some tech-related discussions. And as a matter of fact, we've got a guest in the studio. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And we'll, of course, be taking your calls with your questions and comments as well. Our direct lines, you want to write them down, carve them in the wall next to the phone, 242-7800 for all of you listening here on the island of Maui. Off-island listeners can get in on our dime at 1-866-982-7800. So get those questions and comments ready right now as we'll be opening up the phone lines right after the newscast. Maui Online is brought to you by Q&A Inc., Maui's freelance technical support company, where your computer problems are solved with just one call, 243-7600, and by Sun King Solar, offering Hawaii affordable, efficient solar energy since 1976. God, all the way through it, I feel so proud of myself.
Nice.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Hello.
And we have a guest in the studio here today. Sam's not here right now. He's off on leave
another
of absence
mission.
For some reason or, on,
it's a good
or another.
Reason.
But we have Scott Henke in the studio here, and we'll have him tell you a little bit about himself. You have your own radio show, I understand, or did.
Or did.
Yeah, I used to have one in Denver,
yeah.
And we did an online radio show as well and helped... help the world out, solve their computer problems.
Excellent.
Yeah, so
wonderful.
How similar. So no, we got in touch. You got in touch via email with me, and so the idea of actually having a different consultant, different sort of point of view on these things was kind of cool. So we are dragging him on the show.
Right.
So,
different part of the planet.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's as far as it goes, which is cool. That's
awesome. Okay.
But we'll do the news first, and then we'll be talking to Scott in just
okay.
a few minutes.
Well, a third Florida local government has reported being struck by ransomware. It seems to be happening all over. It started off with Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
And now they're down in Florida.
Key
Biscayne joins Lake City and a vast array of others as a victim of what they call Ryuk. R-Y-U-K. I don't know how to pronounce that. A form of ransomware first spotted in August of 2018. Now, Ryuk was the final piece of what had been labeled the triple threat attack. The other two threats being Emotet and TrickBot malware. And while the attack on Riviera Beach, Florida, revealed last week was similar, all three cases start with a city employee clicking on an attachment in an email and unleashing nightmarish malware. And it's not certain if that attack was also based on Ryuk. It is targeted ransomware and originally linked to a North Korean Lazarus threat group. But now it appears to have been adopted by non-state criminal ransomware operators as well. It comes with a tailored ransom note that directs victims to contact the attacker via email. You know the drill. You have to pay the amount of money or your computer remains encrypted forever. In a report by Cyber Reason, a malicious document uses PowerShell script to download the Emotet Trojan. The Emotet Trojan has been used in the past to steal banking information, but it can also be used as a dropper to install additional malware, in this case, the TrickBot Trojan. And now TrickBot is another piece of commodity malware. It carries with it a number of tools for moving laterally across the network from the initial point of compromise. The computer of the person who clicked on the attachment is the first step. And once TrickBot has established itself, the attackers use it to examine where their malware has landed and determine their next step. Now, from there, they use any credentials that have been harvested to infect other systems. Lake City, which was hit with ransomware on June 10th, according to city manager Joseph Heffenberg, he paid out $460,000 worth of Bitcoin to the attackers. Paying, he told the Miami News, was the cheapest option for them since the city had a $10,000 deductible on its cyber insurance policy. insurer was paying the balance. The insurance companies have, in many cases, pressed for local government victims to pay ransoms to minimize their costs. And just last week, we were recommending that they don't pay it because they might just disappear.
About 50% of the time, they're not getting the keys back.
Exactly.
And so that's yeah, that we unfortunately ran into this. We've run into this several times. We had one that was similar to that that actually was smart enough to hop from system to system, hit the server and grab the server and things like that. The first, and unfortunately, the path the malware takes is often a clicky. It's trying to trick you into clicking something and bringing something down into the system. And your only defense is a really good backup, is having a good backup of the system so that you can wipe the drive and start again from scratch just because they've been so extensive.
That's been our mantra. Yeah, so. Backup, backup, backup.
Yep, it's one of them. So.
It's one of them. Okay, another news. In June 2019,
feel
scammers...
free to interject. You're good.
Yeah, interrupt me anytime you want. Well, this is a very informal show.
Yeah, we've had a lot of instances of ransomware as well, you know, of hitting companies. The problem is a lot of people don't have a backup.
Yeah.
People don't even know what backup is.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. We've had a major company in Denver that hit their primary server, and they had 13 different real estate offices around the town.
Oh.
And, of course, they had no backup.
Oh.
And, by the way, they weren't our customers, by the way.
Yeah. But they were after.
They called us afterwards, and we said the only thing you can do is to pay the ransom, or you're going to go out of business, basically. So they had to pay it.
Did they, and they got their data back?
They did. This was a long time ago. This was about 3.5
Well, it was started by being hospitals were being attacked in San Diego or something like that?
In California.
But those medical records are important to somebody who might die if
And super critical in terms of identity theft, in terms of all the different information that's actually contained in medical records. It's scary stuff.
You know, it might be good, too, to tell the listeners what ransomware is.
Yeah, we've covered it before, but basically ransomware is going to be a malware that gets into your computer, and what it does is encrypt your files. And you get a nice little notice saying, hey, we've encrypted all your files. Give us dough, and we might give it back. And essentially, sometimes
that's why they call
the dough
it ransomware.
Yeah, and so
Being held for ransom.
Viruses for the longest time were basically, you know, for fun and kicks and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's when they were able to turn around and start making it for profit, either by a vehicle for identity theft or extortion, that they started really making dough. And last year, it was a $4.6 billion business.
Speaking of spoofing.
Okay.
In June of 2019, scammers attempted to swindle millions of social media users by presenting a movie and television streaming service called PlayJolts, which spammy fabricated online posts claimed was better than Netflix and was available for free for a limited time only. Snopes received multiple inquiries after it was promoted on Facebook and Twitter in almost identical posts, each targeting readers from a different nation, of course. For example, on June 25th, the website worldnews24.co published a post with the headline, "There is a better service than Netflix, and it's free for the Canadian." The new service is called PlayJolts and provides identical streaming service to that of Netflix, but with a lot of extras. In parallel with that, the website AustriaNews.co targeted readers in Austria with the same claims and the same text, this time in German. The scammers targeted readers in Australia with another version of the same article, and this time on AustriaNews.co, as well as a poorly produced Facebook video that made the same claims.
Wow.
The service was free for Australians and 100 times better than Netflix. These articles were not only fakes, but also appeared to be part of a long-running scam orchestrated from the country of Cyprus, which has caused multiple users to be tricked into trying a free trial. This is where they make their money. They cannot end it. They're locked in. Users are encouraged to provide their credit card details for the free trial, on the understanding that they will not be charged if they cancel their subscription.
Which Netflix does
by
too.
By the billing date. It's exactly like that. However, some users have complained of being charged repeatedly, even after canceling before the end of the free trial. Since 2018, consumers from various countries have been reporting in online forums that they were swindled out of repeated, unsanctioned credit card debits after signing up for a free trial with PlayJolts.com and SmushGame.com. Both are scams. So
don't do it.
Yes. If you see that on Facebook or something, it looks too good to be true. It probably
Well, and actually, I mean, one of the things we've often said on the show is, free is good, but cheap is better. But the idea about, don't trust people who are willing to give you something like that for free, there is a catch somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so best being prepared and
I think
skeptical
the reason why
it.
This is so popular is because that's what's the thing now is everybody's cutting cable, so to speak, and going online to get their entertainment. So you've got all these streaming services, very good ones like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and all of these places. And now these guys want to get in on the action and kind of to get some of that money without actually providing anything. So just be careful out there.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's about the fact that if you're going to try one of those services, you know, actually check out the reviews, see what other people say, and be aware that, you know, on the internet, anyone can make a site that makes anything believable. So be skeptical. It's not a bad thing.
Okay, here's an interesting one. A Vice article alerted the world last week to the creation of something called Deep Nude. A deep fake, a computer program that uses neural networks to transform an image of a clothed woman into a realistic rendering of what she might look naked. The software is
sure
anonymous.
The internet just dug that.
The software's anonymous creator explained how it works. The software is based on Pix2Pix. It's an open source algorithm developed by University of California, Berkeley researchers back in 2017. Pix2Pix uses generative adversarial images. In the case of Deep Nude, more than 10,000 nude photos of women, according to the programmer, then trying to improve against itself. The software developer said the software focused on women because it was easier to find pictures of nude women. if you run the program with a closed picture of a clothed picture of a man, it will depict him naked with the female private parts.
Sigh.
Before the Deep Nude website could be taken offline, it was quickly swamped with downloads. On Thursday morning, the team behind Deep Nude promised to upgrade the website, fix some of the bugs in the software, and bring it back online in a few days. However, the public backlash against the software proved too powerful, and rightfully so. By Thursday last week, the software's author announced that it was being taken down permanently. In a statement announcing the decision, the anonymous creator, he just wanted to give his name out, noted that the program included watermarks and generated photographs as a safety measure, quote-unquote, to prevent them from being misused, presumably referring to would-be users, you know, presenting a fake image as if it were real. However, he said if 500,000 people use it, the probability that people will misuse it is too high. So the world is not ready yet for Deep Nude. Pirated copies continue to circulate online, however, so... Oh, well.
No,
what's the world coming to?
No, well, technology for me, you know, makes whatever you want to do, good or ill, that much easier. But the fact that they actually have, you know, we were talking about deepfakes a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and the idea about the fact that you can actually make a completely believable video. Now, in the age of politics and the mudslinging that's that, it really does come down to you can't believe everything you see.
Exactly.
And now, again, skepticism, that seems to be the watchword of the hour, apparently.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in 6 months if that Deep Nude gets out there.
Really?
Because, yeah, like, even if you guys know Snapchat, you could put these things called filters on different people, and all of a sudden you have their face, and it looks like they're a dog or their cat or they're younger or they're older, yeah. They've got a beard or whatever. And all it takes is one of those skins to be created with the nude, and now you've got
mm-hmm. Oh, look, I've got very kids. Wait, I never looked like that. And so, yeah, and the problem is about the fact that a lot of times, you know, that first impression is all that people get, and that's all they need. And so if that impression is manipulated, that's really quite a problem.
Well, we had that kind of thing happen in a different kind of a thing with young teenagers being bullied online. And you can just imagine a ticked off boyfriend wants to get back at the girlfriend
or
what this kind of stuff could do for him.
Yeah.
It's totally a mess. But anyway, we've got one more story, and it's, of course, obviously our space story.
Yay.
And, of course, obviously, it's always SpaceX.
Okay.
I'm like, we're a big fan of SpaceX around here.
We are.
And we are. Last week, Tuesday, a little more than 12 hours after the launch of a Falcon Heavy rocket from Kennedy Space Center in
Woo-hoo.
Florida, the U.S. Air Force's Space and Missile Systems Center declared that all had gone well with the complicated mission, and complicated is an understatement. All satellites are on orbit and have made contact. Everything's working. SpaceX had a lot on its plate with Tuesday morning's launch, which occurred at 2:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Once again, the company recovered two side-mounted Falcon 9 first-stage boosters at a landing site along the Florida coast, but for the second time out of three, Falcon Heavy launches. SpaceX was unable to land the center core on a drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. This is perhaps understandable because due to the mission requirements, the center core used in Tuesday's launch had to shed more energy than previous launches. In fact,
a lot more braking.
Yeah. More favorably for SpaceX, the company succeeded in catching one half of a payload fairing for the first time and did so with its rebranded Ms. Tree ship, which sports a large catcher's mitt-like netting.
Big net.
For a few years, the company has been experimenting with various approaches to capturing the payload fairing halves, which split apart after a rocket reaches altitude, of course, to allow the payload access to space. For its first payload to fly on the Falcon Heavy, Rocket flew a rideshare mission that included 24 different satellites.
Yep.
That entailed military, NASA, and NOAA-sponsored military and civil experiments. The Falcon Heavy rocket's upper stage had to place the satellites into three different orbits, completing a complicated sequence of four Merlin vacuum engine firings over the course of 3 hours. And everything went off without a hitch.
That's awesome.
Which is beautiful. Yeah. Air Force works through bids from SpaceX, United Launch Alliance, Blue Origin, and Northrop Grumman to win lucrative launch contracts from 2022, and that goes to 2026. The Air Force is only expected to pick two winners, and SpaceX has just shown that it can do the kinds of missions the Air Force wants to do for a lower price and with a rocket that exists right now.
So a couple things. Number one is this is the first time that all the rockets on the Heavy were being used. So this is the first time.
All 26 of them,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, 27.
27.
But so that was the first time there. Yeah, they were basically saying the landing of the center core is going to be something else because the SS I Love You, which they used the barge to keep up, actually had to be twice as far out.
1,200 miles offshore.
So it's a 1,200-mile shot that they're trying to take. And yeah, it didn't land, but it only missed by 50 feet.
Yeah,
Went kersploosh. But they were expecting that. The two landings back at the Cape were amazing as usual. But the idea that they could take the engine, stop it, launch satellites, start it, change orbits, stop it, and do that four times is really cool.
They couldn't have done that in 1969, that's for sure.
You know, this being the first time I've been on the show, it's really interesting because it's not just a computer show, it's a nerdy computer geeky show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. We do a lot of space stories.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. My wife and I got in an argument over NASA the other day because my wife is not a computer embracing person. She wants to, she's a nice, friendly, communicative person, unlike herself.
Analog type.
Yeah. So it's completely different than myself. So she was saying how, NASA has always gotten all this money, and what have we ever got out of NASA, right? So I came back with, let's see how many things we can come up with.
Okay.
Tang.
Yeah.
Right? Because we got Tang out of NASA, right?
Velcro.
What's the second one? Cell phones.
Cell phones, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about cell phones.
Sure. In terms of cell phone technology and the little science, a lot of that actually is tech that was actually pioneered by NASA.
Huh. Pocket calculators.
The idea of the communication satellite, that you can keep on going for quite a while.
So I said Mylar, so you wouldn't have balloons on your birthday if it wasn't for NASA.
Yeah,
right? So
there you go. The silver ones.
Contribute a lot to open heart surgery as well.
There's various technology advances in terms of actually having that. But actually, more importantly than that is actually tell her this. Tell her basically a little sense that of every federal dollar, in terms of the money, quote unquote, wasted on NASA, one half of one penny is what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very much
not
budget.
Very much. Compared to the military, which is about...
Well, we don't even talk about that. But in terms of the science, to get a little science, we have gotten, definitively, more return on investment from NASA than just about any other government program there is.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that tells us it's time for our first break on hour number one of Q&A Presents Maui Online, brought to you by Q&A Inc. and Sun King Solar. Stick around. We shall return with more of the show right after these messages.
Solar energy is not only safe for the planet, it's a cost-effective way for island households to generate their own electricity. Sun King Incorporated has a range of solar products to help you save money and live a cleaner, more environmentally friendly lifestyle. At Sun King, we're proud to offer not just one, but a wide range of solar electric systems as energy options for your home or business. We offer solar panels, sun-powered hot water systems, skylights, and much, much more. Do you already have a solar PV system with an electric or gas water heater? Well, did you know that a Sun King hot water system provides as much electricity capacity as 10 of those solar PV panels? For more information, drop by our showroom in Kahului, located at 365 Ohana Street in Kahului, or call 871-9721 and talk with a member of our friendly staff today. Serving the island since 1976, providing the highest quality products and installation. Sun King, 871-9721.
Hi there, I'm Ben Howard. I've been a technology and software instructor at the University of Hawaii, Maui for over 20 years. Some of you may have already taken some of my classes. I've recently teamed with Maui's freelance tech support specialists, Q&A Inc., to create a new technology and software learning center in Kahului, Maui Computer Learning. Maui Computer Learning offers a wide variety of classes on computer and tech-related subjects, including basic computer operation, help with office productivity, web design, using social media, and much more. We see a growing need on Maui for workforce re-education from locals seeking to improve themselves and their resumes, and we've built Maui Computer Learning specifically to help solve this problem. Maui Computer Learning, located at Q&A Second Story, 270 Lalo Street, Kahului. Call us now at 808-243-7600 to book your lessons in our comfortably air-conditioned classroom environment.
Living and visiting Maui can be expensive. Where else can you find the joy in paying $15 for a loaf of bread or half your kid's college savings for a gallon of milk? The Dirty Monkey at 844 Front Street is here to save us. With the island's best happy hour, every day from 3 to 6 p.m., you could be enjoying amazing food from their small bites menu, like world-famous monkey pub chips, jalapeno poppers, ground beef mini tacos, or garlic and parmesan fries. All half off from 3 to 6 p.m. daily. Grab a vine and swing on into the Dirty Monkey in Lahaina, and be sure to thank your server for saving your retirement.
Dappled rays of sun pierce the ocean surface. Below, an otherworldly whale song fills the ocean's depths. Maui Ocean Center invites you to immerse yourself in an underwater oasis, to virtually swim with the great humpback whales of Hawaii. Visit their world, learn their secrets, and discover the vibrant life, journeys, and social bonds these intelligent and spiritual creatures enjoy under the sea. As stewards of the ocean, with 20 years of fostering understanding, wonder, and respect for Hawaii's marine life, the Maui Ocean Center has broken new frontiers to create the first of its kind interactive exhibit and sphere that will change everything you thought you knew. Visit MauiOceanCenter.com for schedule and ticket information, and immerse yourself in the underwater world of humpbacks of Hawaii.
Twenty-seven and a half past the hour. This is Q&A presents Maui Online, and welcome to the show. How was your Saturday so far?
Doing well.
All right. Glad to hear it. We forgot to mention that there is another scam going on here, more locally, and that's Maui Electric just informed us, and I see it here in the Maui News. There's an article about a certain scam going on that you should just hang up on. Phony utility calls are on the rise, with more than 40 scam reports with from customers so far on Wednesday this week, according to Hawaiian Electric Company. The robocalls display Hawaiian Electric in the caller ID, so
wow.
This is a real polished spoof, and the customer service phone number is there. It also displays an 877 prefix, which is even more convincing. Hawaiian Electric, as well as Maui Electric and Hawaii Electric Light Company, warn customers to just hang up, so be alert. Customers have reported being asked to make GoBank payments for overdue bills within a 30-minute time span, or risk disconnection. And people at Maui Electric say they would never do that over the phone. So as soon as you hear that threat, then you should know that it's an actual scam, and you should just hang up the phone and report it.
Yeah, and much like the IRS won't call you, Apple won't call you.
Mm-hmm.
You deal
Microsoft
with these all the time.
Won't call you.
Yeah. We get so many seniors, well, not just seniors. We get everybody who's scammed out of something like this. No one wants to call you and give you money.
Yeah.
Why would that even make nobody wants to do that?
Yeah. No, they want to take your money.
Right.
Yeah. So
and by the end of the call, they do.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to a show like this, that educates you a little
bit. Yes.
You know?
And also, so to, the short answer is basically when those calls come in, if you're concerned, it's really them. If you're concerned, it really is something along those
lines.
Basically, hang up on them. and get your bill and dial the number from your bill and call them that way.
Yeah,
right. Because it's really, really hard to spoof that. And okay. So that's the thing.
You want to mention our contest. We've only got about a minute left.
A contest right now. Okay, so we have a write-in contest. People drop us mail. We have a drawing that's going to be coming up in August. The two prizes right now are this very, very cool laser mouse.
For all you gamers out there, listen up. This is good stuff.
And also we're the wired headset with microphone. Both of these are for... aimed sort of at the gamer. The mm-hmm. headset is bright red. This is due to the folks at Office Max who are mm-hmm. nice enough to donate the prizes to us. We'll be having the drawing in mid-August, so no real date. Summer sale.
Get that email coming in. The email address is
MauiOnline@q-a.net. Include a question, a comment, a note saying
hello,
or a show topic that you'd like us to yak about, and you'll be entering the contest. You can enter as many times as you want, but it'll only count once. So once per email address.
Okay, we have Scott Henke in the studio. He's visiting us from Denver. He's in the biz, so to speak.
Yep.
So we've got a lot of subjects to cover, and we'll do that as soon as we get into our next break. So at the bottom of the hour, we'll say stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Q&A Presents Maui Online, brought to you by Q&A Inc. and Sun King Solar.
Hi there, I'm Ben Howard. I've been a technology and software instructor at the University of Hawaii, Maui for over 20 years. Some of you may have already taken some of my classes. I've recently teamed with Maui's freelance tech support specialists, Q&A Inc., to create a new technology and software learning center in Kahului, Maui Computer Learning. Maui Computer Learning offers a wide variety of classes on computer and tech-related subjects, including basic computer operation, help with office productivity, web design, using social media, and much more. We see a growing need on Maui for workforce re-education from locals seeking to improve themselves and their resumes, and we've built Maui Computer Learning specifically to help solve this problem. Maui Computer Learning, located at Q&A's second story, 270 Lalo Street, Kahului. Call us now at 808-243-7600 to book your lessons in our comfortably air-conditioned classroom environment.
Solar energy is not only safe for the planet, it's a cost-effective way for island households to generate their own electricity. Sun King Incorporated has a range of solar products to help you save money and live a cleaner, more environmentally friendly lifestyle. At Sun King, we're proud to offer not just one, but a wide range of solar electric systems as energy options for your home or business. We offer solar panels, sun-powered hot water systems, skylights, and much, much more. Do you already have a solar PV system with an electric or gas water heater? Well, did you know that a Sun King hot water system provides as much electricity as 10 of those solar PV panels? For more information, drop by our showroom in Kahului, located at 365 Ho'ohana Street in Kahului, or call 871-9721 and talk with a member of our friendly staff today. Serving the island since 1976, providing the highest quality products and installation. Sun King, 871-9721.
At Maui Toyota, we're celebrating our 44th anniversary with a huge selection of Maui's favorite Toyota cars and trucks, priced below manufacturer-suggested retail, and with low APR financing available on select models. Come in today. We're fully stocked for this big sale event. And at Maui Toyota, we always promise to meet or beat any written or advertised Toyota price in the state of Hawaii. Great deals and the best selection right now during the Maui Toyota Anniversary Sales Event. Maui Toyota. 320 Hana Highway in Kahului.
CBS News on KAOI is brought to you by DeKind Paints, your locally owned Benjamin Moore dealer at 250 Alamaha Street. DeKind Paints, Benjamin Moore, for everything that matters.
Hi, this is Michelle, owner of DeKind Paints. Your first stop when you want to give your home a new look is DeKind Paints. Our store has a new look, too. A look that makes it even easier for you to plan your next paint project, using Benjamin Moore, of course. We've updated our color displays, and we've created comfortable selection stations. You can browse on your own or work with our professionals to choose just the right color and just the right finish. We're the perfect place to get started. We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other. Come visit us at 250 Alamaha Street in Kahului.
Welcome back. It is 34 past the hour. You're listening to Q&A presents Maui Online, brought to you by Q&A Inc. and Sun King Solar. Our numbers here in the studio, if you would like to get in on the conversation. Our local number here on the island of Maui is what?
242-7800.
And for those of you listening off island, it's
1-866-982-7800. We have Scott Hinkey in from On-Site Consulting. He's a gentleman who owns a business much like I own Q&A here, but he's doing it in Denver, Colorado. He's a visiting the islands.
So we decided, come on over.
Yeah,
and, we'll talk story.
A talking story on there and sort of getting the ideas of contrasting between our different businesses. But one of the things that we found that we certainly have in common is dealing with the fact that the scammers are out to get seniors. And that happens.
Or any type of gullible person.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually anybody who has a phone. They're going to get anybody with a phone number.
I mean, I almost got, actually, I think I did get hit by a scammer once. Didn't I tell you about this story? I can't remember exactly what it was, though. I just put it out of my mind.
It was the IRS scam.
Right.
Yeah, it was so they call him the IRS, and LD calls
freaked
me.
Freaked out.
Yeah, and so they'll say, is the IRS calling us? No, they didn't. It's just a scammer trying to call you. Mm-hmm. And even, again, a very intelligent person came in yesterday to the store, brought her computer in because she had gotten as far as going down to the grocery store and picking up the iTunes gift cards that were being demanded by them, and it was actually the person in the checkout that said, "Ma'am, this is a scam. They are trying to scam you."
That's a pretty Akamai checkout person.
Yeah, well, $500 worth of gift cards. So anyway, but you deal with it too.
Yeah, we have a huge percentage of my business is either preventing viruses or helping you recover from what just happened to your computer with the scams and things like that. And ransomware is just one of the worst things that could possibly done. And just to recap, that's when somebody usually clicks on an attachment. So you get something in your email that looks like a PDF or a Word document or whatever, and you click on it and nothing happens. Oh, what do you know? So let's click on it again. So basically, you've installed a virus on your computer. You don't even know it till the next day. And it actually hits all the computers that are attached to it. So if you're in an office, and I think every office that we've had hit is not the owner of the office or the manager. It's the person that has the least amount of things to do. Mm-hmm. It's the temp or the computer in the back room that somebody uses during their breaks.
Yeah.
That's where they get the virus. It goes through the network, encrypts every computer, including servers and external drives. So if you have an external drive attached to your computer, you think you're backing it up, but it actually encrypts that drive that was attached to it. So then we've told people you need at least two backups, the external drive and an online drive.
And an offsite drive.
Offsite drive, you know, in the cloud, like Carbonite or whatever. Because then you can go back a version.
Right.
Because the most latest version is encrypted already. You got to go back 2 or 3 days before you hit that button and recover your stuff.
Yeah, it used to be enough that you know, 1 day's worth of backup was enough. But now that's not true anymore. You really do need a set of backups going further and further back, which has always been sort of a rule. As far as backups go,
we've even seen some emails that are fake ransomware. It says that you have ransomware, and you don't have ransomware because the guy who started the scam isn't smart enough to even implement this scam.
Or too lazy.
But they're smart enough to send an email that says I implemented a scam.
And one of the emails actually goes around there will scare you even further because it will have, as God is your witness, your password is the subject.
Right.
And your password being the subject. So if you haven't changed your password in the last 5 years, and you are a very naughty person if you haven't, then you know, you get an email with, see, I've got your password. So now, you know, I've got all this stuff about you, and if you don't give me money, I'm going to release all your Facebook, you know, data.
So it's really interesting because people will call me with that, and they'll say, "How did these guys get my password in the first place?" Well, if you've ever heard of those things where somebody broke into Home Depot or Target or whatever, that's where they got the password from, and that tends to be the same password that you have for your email and every other account you have anyway. So there is a website called Have I Been Pwned?
Yes.
I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Yes, that's right.
Don't know why they didn't make it easier to pronounce, but it's Have I Been Pwned.
Yes.
And you can, and that's where companies will willingly submit the list of passwords that they have had scammed.
Yes.
Right? And you could put in your email address. So they're not a scammed company, but you put it
in. We sure hope not. Yeah. Because we used it a lot.
Because you just put in your email address, and it'll tell you if you've had your passwords stolen before.
Yeah.
And usually it's from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like the one you just changed last night. It's one from 5 or 10 years ago that you used. And that pops up in these ransomware emails. It says, hey, this is your password. So you need to send us $300 or $3,000,
whatever
it is. It's really bad when you're somebody like me who has like 7 or 8 different things going on online or whatever that requires, each one requires a password.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to change each one, let alone remember, you got to write them down in your password journal. But to change them is a real hassle, but it's got to be done.
Well, for me, I have Jonathan's patent pending password scheme, whereby all my passwords are unique, yet I can remember all 5,000 of them.
I adapted your system.
Yeah, and so in terms,
what is your password, by the way?
I'll give you a sample. Okay, it turns out, let's say for the sake of argument, my password was ABCD1234 exclamation point.
Okay,
nice, boring, to the point, things like that. I'll go to my Bank of Hawaii account. It's going to be ABCD capital BOH 1234 exclamation point. I go to my
Twitter
Google account. It's going to be ABCD capital Google all caps 1234 exclamation point. I take the actual location or the first thing that comes to my mind when I go to that site and put in the middle of my password.
Yeah.
And
as long as you
keep that system current, then actually hacking that actually turns out to be really difficult because it's too organic, at least so far. I'm sure AI hackers are going to be coming around and breaking my system sooner or later. But for me, it means I can go back to a password I haven't used in 5 years and have a good chance of being able to get, you know, remember what it is.
So you should let all your listeners know, too, don't have your password be password.
Yes.
I don't know how obvious that could possibly be to tell people.
Still,
how to
it's still,
or
123456. Yeah, right. Okay. 123456, 123578, password, and Jesus saves are in the top 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a lot of customers who have their password taped to their monitor.
Yes.
And it is password.
We actually had a thing here. You may have heard of where we had the nuclear scare that ended up happening, where their alarms went off. Mm-hmm. And so
yeah, somebody in the state civil defense accidentally.
Yeah. At any rate, so there is much ado about that kind of stuff. About 2 weeks later, they said, we're getting the system down and everything along those lines. And they had a picture of one of the computer monitors in PDC in the disaster center, and lo and behold, right there, if you zoomed in, password right there in front of God and everybody, and it was on, you know,
that's funny.
Just everywhere.
Nuclear password is
exactly. nuke4u.com. Unfortunately, the scammers are, you know, really quite prevalent in about the fact that they are going to try and use, if they don't actually get you with a real virus, they will try and use every psychological trick in the book just to make you. They're con artists.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it boils down to.
And it's not just one person. They have call centers full of con artists with con artists training seminars or whatever it is.
And so, really good customer service departments.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they'll call you and say, oh, this is a very bad virus. I have to give you to my supervisor.
Yeah.
And they really just pass the phone to the guy in the cubicle next to him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a supervisor. It's just the other guy.
One of my favorite ones is about the fact that I got four guys named Michael Smith in a row.
Oh, Michael Smith. He called me very many times.
Exactly.
And Charlie Brown called me too.
Yeah.
Here from Arkansas.
Yes. Yes.
Arkansas? Oh.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
He's a state in the United States of America.
So, unfortunately, and they really do sound like that.
Yeah, and I hate to say this. I teach a lot of classes to seniors and stuff like that. One of the most prevalent ones that I really beg people to do is how to detect a scam, right? Because there's so many obvious things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say this, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of phone calls after this, but if they have an accent that, and you know that the English is not their primary language.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing against people with accents.
Mm-mm.
But the call centers aren't in America. Yeah. They're in another country.
Yeah, they're outsourced.
It's very broken English. And so that's the first thing is, hey, maybe this guy is not legitimate.
Yeah. No, that's I mean, that's a pretty good heads up.
Yeah.
Before it used to be that the caller ID would come up with all sorts of wonderful things. I remember mine came up with U.S. Postal Service and other things like that.
Mm.
But as the article that LD was just talking about, they have gotten – you know, spoofing caller ID is actually fairly trivial.
Mm.
And so they can actually now say, I'm from Hawaiian Electric, and Hawaiian Electric appears on the caller ID. Oh, must be Hawaiian Electric. No, unfortunately, it's not. The chances are that, in fact, it isn't. And those are the people who aren't going to call you any more than Microsoft.
I don't know you and my cell phone rings. It's going to voicemail. Sorry.
That's true
now.
That's
the way it is.
Yeah,
this is the way it is.
As with numbers. Now, for me, I kind of have to answer simply because
exactly.
of the job.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, you know, a lot of the numbers that come in along those lines, you can even block the number and it's not going to matter because they're not going to use the same number twice.
You know, I think a good thing to talk about today is some of the examples that we've both heard, because both Jonathan and I have companies that are trusted in the community.
Thank goodness.
And I don't know about how you work your business, but I say, if you got a question, just call me or send me an email.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you it's a scam, but at least you could have the direct answer to your question.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, the post office is not calling you. The IRS is not calling you. All these things. And Microsoft is not going out of business. But there's so many scams out there, and they get more and more complicated.
Yeah.
They don't call and say, hello, or hello, we're in a scam. Would you like to have your credit card number? You know, they're not going to say that. They're coming out with really elaborate things that are off the chart.
Yeah.
And I'll say a couple of them here today, but they're so complicated. Of course, as you're on the phone with them, this can't be a scam.
Yeah.
They've put too much thought into this. It must be the truth.
Yeah.
Right? And so you end up giving them all your information.
Oh, no, I never thought about that. Yeah, that's true.
It's not just a really simple thing anymore.
Yeah.
It's really extravagant and long. And
that's social engineering, I think, is what they
call it. What are the couple you're thinking of?
Oh, gee, where can I start? Well, you know, one of the passwords that I think is the big... Well, let me think about where to go with this. One of the things that you got to protect the most is your email password, I think.
Yes.
Even though you don't think about it. Like, you know, people say, well, what are they going to do? They're just going to check my email. Not a big deal, right? But everything goes through your email.
Yeah.
So if you go make a bank transaction or a stock transaction, it gets the receipt goes to your email address,
yes, exactly.
Right? So a couple weird stories in Denver. One of them is one of our clients got a call from her realtor.
Okay.
And it was like the realtor calls and says, Mary, did you just want me to put a key outside of your house? And Mary goes, no.
Wow.
So because somebody got into her AOL account and reads all the mail. Before, you used to get into an account and send out junk mail and say, send me $19 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it looks like it comes from Mary. But this one read through all the stuff, found that this lady owns a house in Vail. And if you know Vail, it's very expensive, and only rich people live in Vail. And so
I don't know about it.
it's a skiing spot, actually. I spent the night there.
Yeah, it's like $1 million would be a cheap house.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so she read through all the mail, found her rental property. And then the criminal is in her email, emailing the realtor, hey, can you leave a key outside of my house underneath the flower pot?
Wow.
Like, so then the realtor thinks ahead and calls the owner and said, did you just ask me to do this?
Yeah.
And of course they didn't. But it started because somebody got into her email address.
Right.
Okay, but here's a really, really bad one. Also with AOL, coincidentally. Somebody got into his email account and read and found his investment company, you know, his Charles Schwab or whatever, and reads his statement. So it says Bob Jones has
$50,000.
$50,000.
Yeah.
Right. And so the criminal calls the stockbroker and says, hey, we're here in California and we really we're trying to help our friends out and things like that. So I need $1,000 out of my retirement account.
Yeah.
And the investment guy goes, OK, sure, Bob, but you got to tell me what's your wife's name. And the guy knew
of
his wife's name because he had read all the emails from his wife, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he says, oh, my wife's name is Mary. OK, now what's your address? And he reads the address off of the statement. Oh, what's your whatever account number? And he reads the account number. So the
and that was enough.
The financial guy sends him $1,000.
Yeah.
OK, or sends the criminal $1,000 in California, which was not even where the guy lives. Now, here's the trigger. The guy's always checking, is still checking his email. So when the guy got the confirmation, you know, receipt, basically, hey, I sent you $1,000, the guy just erased it. So the customer never knew that this stuff was happening.
Hmm.
So the same criminal called back and said, hey, Bob, thank you so much. We're here with our friends in California. And she's got leukemia. We want to help her. We want to help her pay off her house. So can you send $54,000?
Maybe just liquidate the whole thing.
From my account. Okay. Oh, got to check your wife's name again.
Yeah.
And he runs my address. What's your address? And sent $54,000 out of his account.
Oh,
okay.
My
and
gosh.
None of this did the guy know till he got a paper statement at the end of the month. So you know who got fired? The stockbroker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the stockbroker shouldn't have taken an incoming call from a random number.
Right.
He fell for the scam.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure he's fired now. Right? Yeah. But that's $54,000 right there.
Yeah, and it's the stories like that it's just the war continues, but my goodness.
I guess it's time for us to take another break here, so we'll do that, and it's our last break for this hour.
Okay.
This is Q&A Presents Maui Online, brought to you by Q&A Inc. and Sun King Solar. Stick around, we shall be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ben Howard. I've been a technology and software instructor at the University of Hawaii, Maui for over 20 years. Some of you may have already taken some of my classes. I've recently teamed with Maui's freelance tech support specialists, Q&A Inc., to create a new technology and software learning center in Kahului, Maui Computer Learning. Maui Computer Learning offers a wide variety of classes on computer and tech-related subjects, including basic computer operation, help with office productivity, web design, using social media, and much more. We see a growing need on Maui for workforce re-education from locals seeking to improve themselves and their resumes, and we've built Maui Computer Learning specifically to help solve this problem. Maui Computer Learning, located at Q&A Second Story, 270 Lalo Street, Kahului. Call us now at 808-243-7600 to book your lessons in our comfortably air-conditioned classroom environment.
Solar energy is not only safe for the planet, it's a cost-effective way for island households to generate their own electricity. Sun King Incorporated has a range of solar products to help you save money and live a cleaner, more environmentally friendly lifestyle. At Sun King, we're proud to offer not just one, but a wide range of solar electric systems as energy options for your home or business. We offer solar panels, sun-powered hot water systems, skylights, and much, much more. Do you already have a solar PV system with an electric or gas water heater? Well, did you know that a Sun King hot water system provides as much electricity as 10 of those solar PV panels? For more information, drop by our showroom in Kahului, located at 365 Ho'ohana Street in Kahului, or call 871-9721 and talk with a member of our friendly staff today. Serving the island since 1976, providing the highest quality products and installation. Sun King, 871-9721.
Aloha, this is Jack Gist. Tune in as I host On the Couch with Don Couch on Tuesdays and The Mayor's Show on Thursdays, both at 7 to 8 a.m. on KAOI 1110 a.m., 98.7 FM, 96.7 FM, 96.5 FM Westside, and KAOI1110.com. It's sponsored by Access Hardware, providing Hawaii with security and access control for your business in Hawaii since 1989. Let them help you with your security solution designs and consulting. Go to accesshardware.net or call 871-4200.
Aloha from Pacific Source, and thank you for your support over the years. Pacific Source has offered more of what builders and homeowners value most in building materials and cabinet design. We've done this by offering superior customer service and products, as well as by designing kitchens and baths that are intelligent and elegant while staying true to your vision and budget. Visit our showroom in Waikapu in Central Maui, where we display a variety of cabinets as well as top-name appliances like Sub-Zero, Wolf, Viking, KitchenAid, and more. We display countertops, tile and wood flooring, and several brands of windows and doors, including Fleetwood multi-slides and La Cantina folding doors. Come in and talk to our designers about making your dreams become a reality. From concept to completion, we really believe our attention to detail and superior service are what sets us apart. Let us show you what we mean. We are a Pacific Source at 515 East Oahe Way in the Consolidated Base Yard in Waikapu, just off Waiko Road. Call us at 986-0380. That's 986-0380, or look us up online at packsource.com.
Wait for the splice. There it is. It is 51 past the hour. This is Q&A Presents Maui Online, brought to you by Q&A Inc. and Sun King Solar. We're talking about spoofing and scamming and having all kinds of good fun with our guest in the audience from Denver, who owns a company similar to Q&A.
On-site consulting.
We found out that he was here on vacation, so we thought it would be fun to invite him.
So we drag
him
off vacation.
And his name is Scott Henke, right?
Right.
Henke. I got that right?
So all right. So in terms of the phone calls coming in, okay, just point blank.
And speaking of phone calls coming in.
Oh, if you want to call us now, 242-7800, our lines are wide open, or 1-866-982-7800. We often get accused
free computer support.
Not saying the number nearly enough, and so there we go.
Okay,
so
were saying.
You actually fired me off a really, really cool little document, which actually had fraudulent phone calls in a little list. So, number one, Microsoft, the IRS, UPS, banks, Apple, Microsoft, hey, they won't call you.
Right, they don't care. They already have your money.
Yeah.
So why do they want to call you to give you back?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We mentioned in the last segment about somebody who got scammed with their bank account. Here is, I've got so many of them. Yeah. Here's an awesome one that happened about a month ago. Somebody called one of our clients and said that they're from Microsoft, or more accurately, we are from Microsoft.
Yes.
and we are going out of business. Okay. So that was the first, you know, I think in your mind, your red
wow.
flags don't go off. Yeah. I don't understand. Some people's red flags don't go off. That doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
So with Microsoft going out of business, that should have been the first red flag,
yeah.
right? Because of this, you're entitled to a rebate.
Ah, uh-huh. So the rebate.
Okay. So yeah. If you were a company going out of business, why would you reach out to people to give them money?
Yeah. And so, okay. and the whole second rebate thing is they're going to ask you your bank number so you can actually get deposited the money that they want.
Okay, but this was way incredibly complicated.
Again.
Okay, so so they told them they're going out of business. They need to do something. So first thing you need to do is you need to open a
some kind of savings account.
Hang on, caller.
Oh yeah, stand by, caller.
Okay, they had to send Microsoft some money so they could process the rebate.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, which again doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And let me go through some things real quick. So what they had this guy do is transfer the money from his IRA to his checking account.
Oh, dear.
Okay? And he started telling me, I said, look, just call the bank and reverse the charge, yeah. whether it's a check or a credit card. He goes, I paid him in cash. Ugh. I said, wait, how did you pay somebody in cash over the internet?
Yeah.
He goes, okay, this is what I did. I transferred it to my bank account. I took it out, and they told me to put it in an envelope and send it FedEx to them.
And
so he put $10,000 in cash
into a FedEx
envelope and put it in the mailbox. And the second he put it in there, then he realized something's wrong. I shouldn't have done this.
Oh.
But it was right after it was in the box. There was no way he's getting his $10,000 back.
Wow. All right, let's hit the call.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Q&A Presents Maui Online. What's on your mind today?
I'm probably jumping the gun on your agenda.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Perry, how are you doing?
Oh, fair to partly cloudy.
Okay, what's up?
Would you recommend... And if not, or even if so, also alternatives, NomoRobo.
Ooh, NomoRobo. I don't know it.
I've heard of that quite a bit before. I haven't used it. It's no more robocalls, right? So you don't get robocalls on your home or your cell phone.
Yeah, I don't know yet. But the jury's out.
Most places it's free, and it works with VoIP as well.
Does you or VoIP? That's cool.
Huh. Yeah, it is a good system, and it is a legitimate company. I don't know how effective they are. I don't know if they're going to send you advertisements or anything like that, but I believe it's a free program. And
It's primarily free. I believe there are paid options, but there's not much difference.
Yeah, I see them at nomorobo.com, but again, I don't know enough about them to actually say intelligently one way or the other. But I tell you what, we'll look into it and see if we see anything.
I know people who recommend it, but I have never used it myself.
Okay, thank you, Perry.
Just so people know, it's something that acts as a firewall so the calls never get to you.
Yes.
Huh.
I have seen some things like that before. There's another clever one that essentially before every time you answered the call would rapidly give the sound effect so that the robo thing thought, oh, I've gotten a disconnected number, wouldn't call you again. So that was kind of cute with sound effects. Maybe this is something more elaborate than that. Thank you for the call, Perry.
No problem.
Take care. 242-7800 locally, 1-866-982-7800 is the number to call if you're listening off island. I will disconnect line one, so that's open.
So thankfully, in terms of the experiences we've had, I haven't had an experience with a client along those lines where they've gotten that far. Although, again, the fact that this one lady was actually stopped from sending, you know, $500 gift certificates and that kind of thing via, you know, iTunes cards to a person. Mm. The fact that they got stopped in the supermarket for buying the cards fills me with hope. The fact that, you know, a person in the checkout line would be willing, hey, you know, why are you doing this?
Well, they have a training process at Office Max where you have to sit down and watch a video.
Okay.
And they tell you all about the scams and people coming in and buying, over a certain amount of gift cards. That should send off some alarm.
That's really cool. Yeah. The fact that they're doing that
is interesting.
Really cool.
That you should tell people why they have gift cards, because basically you're doing the money laundering for somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
By doing that, in those lines, you become untraceable.
Right.
But the idea of actually sending 10 grand in cash. Oh,
yeah, I've got
and
a,
they couldn't stop it through FedEx.
I couldn't do that even if I wanted to.
Right. And right after the break, I'll tell you another story that's unbelievable, too. But sometimes you don't have to own a computer
to fall into
a scam.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about that right after the break.
So we can talk about that as well, in a little sense. We got another call coming in, but alas, we've got like 1 minute left till the top of the hour.
You want to take a chance? No.
Sure, do it.
Okay.
Maybe they'll talk really fast.
Yes, like we do.
I'm sorry, I just dropped the call.
Did you hit the wrong LD, as usual, both sides.
Are you there?
Yeah, I did drop it.
Yay! Hey, what can we do for you?
Hey, so I was listening to your bit about the ransomware, and I'm pretty proactive about making backups on my computer.
Good.
So I've got a backup, an external drive that's hooked up to a USB port.
Okay.
So let's say that my computer got ransomware. Yet, are they going to be able to also find my backup drive for the USB port?
Yes, absolutely. The only safety is if you have a couple of drives and one is detached from the system. Unfortunately, they've gotten sophisticated enough that if the backup program can find that drive, so can they.
Tell you what, why don't you call us back in the second hour and we can get more involved in this, because this is
a really good question.
Okay, good question.
All right, it's time for me to hit the big green button here.
Thanks so much.
Let's do that. And it is time for us to wrap up the first hour, actually, of Q&A Presents Maui Online, brought to you by Q&A Inc., Maui's freelance technical support company, where your computer problems are solved with just one call, 243-7600, and by Sun King Solar, serving Hawaii with affordable, efficient solar energy since 1976. We're going to take our halftime break now from the show here for some CBS news, and then we'll return to the airwaves right after with hour number two of Maui's first and favorite technology talk show. Q&A presents Maui Online, heard every Saturday at noon on KAOI 1110 AM, 96.7, 98.7, and worldwide at www.kaoi1110.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.